Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
How do you figure out what your message is? Is there a process or just like some journaling that you could share with
people? Yeah. I mean, first sitting down and saying, what do you want to be a role model on? Mm-hmm. If you want to be a role model, what is it about? And how does that translate into a person's real life? Like, what would you say to an actual person to help them or inspire them? And you just have to start writing those words. Like, what would I say? If you could put a message on a billboard, or if something was written on your tombstone, like, what are those things?
Yeah.
For me, like, a lot of people know it's like live, love, and matter. Because when I faced my death as a 19-year-old kid, I was like, oh, I learned I really want to live life. I learned because I was a heartbroken kid, I wanted to love again and feel my heart again. I learned that life is super short, so you better make your difference. So live, love, and matter became central to everything I did for 15 years. Like, every message revolved around that, because that was me, and that was a unique experience I had. I think a lot of people have to go and dig down deep into their experiences of their life and say, what were some of the gifts of the lessons that I learned? Mm-hmm. Some of the awful things that happened to us, or the challenging things, those struggles, there's a story there, and that story can reveal some lessons or things that you might be a role model to for people. And it doesn't have to be so finite that it's like, this is it forever. Because you'll keep evolving, you'll keep learning. But there's hints there, and you can go dig in your past to find some of those hints. You can also just ask, what are the passions that I really feel in my heart that I just want to communicate right now? Some people, it's like, well, that's fashion for them. Some people, it's health for them.
Being a mom.
Being a mom, being an educator, just showing everyday life. That's fine, because ultimately, again, you are the message. So the most important thing isn't to figure out, like, what am I going to say? It's the most important thing is, who are you?
Who are you is the key.
Dig deep, man.
Asking that question.
Yes. I ask people, you know, come up with three words that describe the best of who you are.
That's
like
great.
These are aspirational words. If you could think of like three words, when I'm at my best, these three words really define me.
Yeah.
And then I say, okay, now figure out, what are three words that really describe the best of you when you're with other people? Like, how do you treat them? My word there, bold. Like, that can describe me as a person, how I think. Mm. But I wouldn't want you to ever go, well, Brennan, when he's with me, he's real bold.
Yeah.
Like, that's different.
Yeah.
Like, how you are with other people should have a certain definition and description, and how you are by yourself should have a certain, and that's how you start to get to know yourself. Like, oh, I'm like this as a person, and with other people, I'm like this as a person. Mm-hmm. And
it's like shaping your own internal identity of your qualities.
Yeah.
And reminding yourself of who you are.
Labeling yourself a little bit in a positive way.
Yeah.
Because most people, they take the labels the world gave them. Oh, you're just the athlete, Lewis.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? If you just took that and that was all you ever owned and you never explored beyond that, we wouldn't be here.
That's true.
Right? We're here because you explored who am I, and you are still doing that. Mm-hmm. So am I. Like, it's not like it's a thing that stops, but people want to see you working that through.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that niche marketing came out, that concept of just identifying one person to talk to, and some people now say, you know, identify your customer avatar. I'm like, no, you're identifying avatars. It's mm-hmm. plural. Mm-hmm. Because the reason that came so popular in marketing back in the day was only for one reason, because in the 20s, you only had so much budget to run a certain ad on one platform. Mm-hmm. So you really had to get super niche and narrow. Now, we're able to reach a couple billion people. Now, we're able to have broader conversations. So what you want to do with your market is try to understand, what are the aspirations of the people I want to serve looking like? It's about the aspirations, not about the demographic.
Yes, it's the mindset.
If you're not out with your students, your fans, your followers, and you're not really getting to know them, at some point you're going to lose that audience because you just don't know them.
It's true.
You need to know what's in their heart, not their age, not every part of their background or where they were raised and everything else like that. That kind of market analysis is overdone, and corporations love to pay for that. And when they do deals with me, they're always like, tell me everything about your people. And I'm like, they have the aspiration to go to the next level. That's it. That is my market. I have always, for the last 15 years, marketed and talked to people who were in that transition moment of their life and ready to go to the next level. They've already got one level of security or sense of themselves or success. And now they're like, you know what? Next level time. So they're like in that phase where they're like gearing up.
In like a 20 seconds, say you're doing a video to attract the aspirational mindset or the heart set of this individual. You have a video that spreads out to the world and you know it's going to attract a certain type of person to come into your offering. What would you say in 15, 20 seconds, a few key words that would be leading people into kind of where you wanted them to go? So it was the right kind of mindset.
Yeah.
What would you say?
You feel like you've tried everything. You know, you've been at this for years. You don't feel like you've gotten that breakthrough just yet. You're doing good, but there's too many days you don't feel as motivated or as driven as you really want to go to the next level. And you feel like you need some more empowerment to really achieve that next level. You're looking for real tactical solutions that will help you earn more, that will help you become more, that will show you like step by step, this is how you reach that next level. And not from my opinion, it's that I've spent 15 years researching the highest performing people on the planet. What they do is very specific. And if you're honest, you haven't been very specific. You've been random. Because you're good, you already have some success, you're able to just go through the motions.
Yeah.
But going through the motions is the killer of the high performer.
It's true.
Right? Because
good to great, yeah.
Yes, like, you can be good, but that's not gonna take you to the next level. So I'm gonna assume you're already good, but you sense inside that there's a restlessness and there's a struggle there that you don't know what that breakthrough feels like. You have a dream, you have something you want to achieve. So let's just dial in your motivation, let's dial in your habits, but let's give you the discipline and the willpower to make it happen.
So get clear on your message to the market, then there's a method. What does the method mean?
Picasso had a method. Van Gogh had a method. Beethoven had a method. Like, they were thoughtful about the art of what they did. And influencers need to think about that. Like, you thought about, like, I want a podcast that's going to be like this.
Exactly.
And as you honed that in over the years, the podcast got better because you brought more intention to the method. Actors who just show up and kind of read the words, not good. But the greats, they're so thoughtful about the turn of the phrase and how they're gonna do this, right? The great musician, the great artist, they obsess about the actual art of the thing. Again, just showing up, especially when you're good, it's gonna limit you. Now you wanna be more intentional and say, what is this? You see a really high achieving influencer do a photo shoot, way different than somebody who's not high achieving.
Yeah.
The intention and the placement of things of where this goes and how this
closing
works.
Closing everything.
That's method. That's like bringing art to the method. Like when I wrote Motivation Manifesto, I was like, okay, I'm gonna write a book that's never been written before in its tone that hasn't been seen in hundreds of years. I was like, how do I figure that? I'm like, it was an art project.
Yeah.
If what you are doing as an influencer doesn't feel like an art project, you're just simply doing it wrong and you're gonna burn out and you're gonna quit. An influencer has to understand you are in the art of impacting people. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the art of impacting people, you better focus on the art as much as the impact. And what people don't realize is the greatest artists of all time were incredibly vulnerable.
Yeah.
As much as they were telling you what to do. We love Bob Dylan, not just because he told us what to do and, you know, made us want to throw our hands in the air and like march or get fired up. It was the vulnerability of the journey.
Yeah,
that's why we love Kerouac. That's why we love Emerson. That's why we love some of the real greats, is because they were thoughtful about sharing insight into their pain.
Mm-hmm.
The influencers who fail always are bright and shiny. And they don't realize a lot of art does come from pain. And a lot of the messages that actually does help people is acknowledging things. Like for years, I didn't want to tell people that at the beginning of my career, I went bankrupt. I told them how much I struggled and it was hard and I had to get out of my own way and all these other things, but I didn't want to use the word bankrupt. I was like, oh God, here I am teaching people stuff that I had this huge struggle. And I was like, no. And one day I just said, that just happened. So let me describe what had happened and not be afraid of it. And at some point, real artists connect to the pain and they give it voice, verbalization, or symbols.
Yeah. The greatest songs are not just like fairy tales. There might be a beautiful ending, but it's also like some darkness and struggle in there as well.
Yeah.
And that's what you can do in your business or as an influencer.
What the greatest art there always comes down to being, almost always the method, is you learning to fight for who you are. You think about the biggest memes that we see right now, it's always like, don't let them judge you, don't let them tell you down, don't let them tear you down, don't let them hate on you, don't let them stop you. The architecture of that actual messaging is live your life, show your truth, be who you really are, not what everyone else expects you to be. And that's what always comes back to the message again. You are the message. And if you keep dampening yourself based on what other people tell you to be or how you're supposed to be, then all of a sudden one day you wake up unfulfilled. And you wake up unfulfilled, guess what? Not easy to be motivated. Not easy to be motivated, then guess what? You're not gonna create the content, the curriculum, the products, the programs, the business. People look at us sometimes and they're like, oh, well, he just does a podcast. They have no idea you have this empire behind that.
Right.
Right? People go, oh, Brendan does, what is he? He does some email. He's big on Facebook with quotes. Okay. And they have no idea of a huge, you know, 200 employees across my brands, the impact that we've had, let alone just what I do. It's all the other people we've mentored and inspired that can't come from a place of me being unfulfilled.
That's right.
I have to work so hard to be a happy, fulfilled, motivated, disciplined man so that I can have that perpetuate across the brands and the business.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.